Welcome to the Blackbird Review Podcast, an audio showcase for the literary talents of students at Clayton A. Boughton High School. This is episode number 5, and we're recording on December 6, 2020. I'm Maren Brick, and we're coming to you from the blackbirdreview.org. In this episode, we will hear a reading of Katarina Harezdina's poems, Time, I Am the Wind, and her monologue, Stars. We'll also be discussing the creative arts in schools and how they are being affected in modern day. We will also be reading awesome survey answers from Clayton A. Boughton High School students and discussing the responses. Let's start with our first selection, the poem Time by Katarina Harezdina and read by Katarina Harezdina.
Time by Katarina Harezdina. Time is not linear. It's like a book, each memory a chapter. And sometimes, after an exciting event, I drop the book in water by accident, and the pages stick together in the aftermath. The writing is blurred, but legible. The memories, like wrinkled pages, are handled with care, so that I don't destroy what's precious.
Thanks, Kat. That poem was wonderful, and it really highlights how important creative arts are to the students and staff at Clayton A. Boughton High School. But in some schools, creative arts are undermined by other subject areas. So I want to start with, what are the creative arts? Well, creative arts are activities such as writing and illustrating, painting, sculpting, anything that is physical or shows creativity. The formal definition of creative arts being the use of imagination or original ideas, especially in the production of an artistic work. This then begs the question, what are the creative arts? In relation to children, the creative arts are activities that engage a child's imagination and include activities such as art, dance, drama, puppetry, or music. The creative arts are important amongst many school systems because they give children and older students a way to release their creativity and their stresses upon their work instead of on real life. This can overall help their emotional well-being and their educational mindset. But the creative arts are undermined by science and math and reading and informational writing, which are standardized testing subjects in most schools today. Schools with lower budgets will take away from their creative arts programs and put it into the standardized testing subjects so students have a better opportunity of receiving quality jobs in today's world. Although the case, the creative arts and music jobs are also present in this world, though some, especially government officials and state officials in the United States who run our education system, see these jobs as not practical to today's world. I recently read an article when researching for this podcast about the creative arts called The New Evidence of the Benefits of Arts Education by Brookings.edu as the website. The non-for-profit organization partnered with other organizations such as Boston's Arts Expansion Initiative and Chicago's Creative Schools Initiative to run a collaborative study across the United States. The results of this study found increasing evidence of the benefit of arts education and how it is undermined in school systems. I would like to read a passage to you that I came across in this article. As education policymakers increasingly rely on empirical evidence to guide and justify decisions, advocates struggle to make the case for the preservation and restoration of the K-12 arts education. To date, there is a remarkable lack of large-scale experimental studies that investigate the educational impacts of the arts. One problem is the United States school systems rarely collect and report basic data that researchers could use to assist students' access to participation in arts educational programs. Moreover, the most promising outcomes associated with the arts education learning objectives extend beyond commonly reported outcomes such as math and reading test scores. There are strong reasons to suspect the engagement in arts education can improve school climate, empower students with a sense of purpose and ownership, and enhance mutual respect for their teachers and peers. Yet, as educators and policymakers have come to recognize the importance of expanding the measures we use to assist educational effectiveness, data measuring social and emotional benefits are not widely collected. Future efforts should continue to expand on the types of measures used to assist educational program and policy effectiveness. These findings provide strong evidence that the arts educational experiences can produce significant positive impacts on academic and social development. Because schools play a pivotal role in cultivating the next generation of citizens and leaders, it is imperative that we reflect on the fundamental purpose of a well-rounded education. This mission is critical in a time of heightened intolerance and pressing threats to our core democratic values. As policymakers begin to collect and value outcome measures beyond test scores, we are likely to further recognize the value of the arts in a fundamental mission of education. This study further supports the ideas of how arts education is important to a student's academic life. The arts education not only increases test scores, but can improve school climate and empower students with sense and ownership. I feel that in today's world, we have a system where there's lots of violence, and one of these reasons could be because of the lack of arts education and the lack of emphasis on this type of education. The creative arts, they give you a place to reside when you don't want to be yourself or you want to get away from the real world. You can go into this creative, artistic world. That article is by the Brown Center Chalkboard non-for-profit organization. Another article I found is on edutopia.org. And it is by Neil Swamp. It was written in 2016, but it still brings 5 strong points to the power of the creative arts in education. I'm just going to read off the points, but you can find this article at edutopia.org, and it's by Neil Swamp. The first reason for how the creative arts benefit academics and how the creative arts are showing that students who participate in creative arts are actually better academically than students who do not. So, the first reason to participate in the creative arts is growth mindset. Now, before we get into our next article, I'd just like to point out a chart I found from that last article I read. This chart is by Margarita Rosa, and she's part of the Brown Chalk organization. She, in this chart, laid out the cost by subject throughout U.S. school districts. In one small western district, math courses per student cost only 75% as much as English courses and about 65% as much as courses in foreign languages. So the chart lays it out as average cost per pupil by student by subject. By student subject. So foreign language for the average student is $564. Other electives are $512. And in that other electives category is where you'd find arts education and creative writing. Science is only $446 per student. English, $434. History, social studies, and economics are $408 a student, while math is only $328 per student. This chart really emphasizes what a school is spending on. So in the U.S., although math and science are lower than other electives in these cost chart, they are more emphasized because they are lower cost. The schools can then enroll more students and make more money, although they end up spending less on these tested subject areas. So that's just another reason why schools don't promote creative arts, and ones schools with a lower budget or not enough money but still have high student enrollment will not offer these creative opportunities. Now, I have another article that I'd like to read, and this is from the KM Perform, Schools for Arts and Education. The article is by Jen McDonald, and it was written in May 2016, but it still offers a great view on the creative arts and their impact in schools. Funding for schools' arts programs ending. Since 2008, more than 80% of schools nationwide have experienced cuts to their budgets. These budget cuts are forcing schools to choose what is most important for their students' education. For example, during 1999-2000 school year, 20% of schools offered dance and theater classes, 87% of schools offered visual arts classes. After these budget cuts were put into place, during the 2009-2010 year, for example, only 3% of schools allocated funds for dance and only 4% offered theater opportunities. Even though the changes in dance and theater classes were drastic, some were not. During the same school year, 83% of schools offered visual arts classes, a less significant but noticeable decrease. However, during these budget cuts, music class opportunities have not changed very much, with about 94% of schools offering music classes. One very important question being asked by many, why are funds being cut to begin with? When the No Child Left Behind Act, NCLBA Act, was passed, it put more focus in schools on core subjects like math and reading. Because of the focus on these subjects, schools are forwarding more money to the areas that require standardized testing in order to keep the scores high. The NCLB Act caused schools to focus on grades and test scores while pushing the funds to keep those numbers high. Art classes that required schools to purchase supplies for students were cut first, leading to a huge drop in arts opportunities in school. Another act that was passed, focusing on these core subject areas, is the Common Core Standards Act, the CSS Act. The CSS Act was put into place after the NCLB Act, with even more emphasis to be put on core subjects and skills that students needed in order to succeed in college. Similarly to the NCLB Act, the CSS Act focuses on core subjects that required standardized testing, which does not include arts classes. Because of this, many schools reroute funding from the arts programs to the core subjects like math and English classes. In some schools, this resulted in portions of the arts programs being completely cut because of the perceived need to save money and use it to raise test scores. Even though the CSS Act has caused more funds to be cut from the arts, the Act does not mention arts education, which has caused some arts education advocates to argue on school districts' choice to reroute funds from the arts. The question that many people have asked in regards to this situation is, why are education and the arts so important? With data collected from numerous studies, it has been found that students that took 4 years of art classes scored a whopping 95 points higher on their SAT tests than those who did not. Arts programs has also helped decrease the dropout rate from schools. In many instances, art classes provide motivation for students to keep attending school, which means students with long-standing arts educations have higher graduation rates than those who did not partake in the arts classes. Arts education is not only important in high school, but it is found to have a large positive impact on elementary school children. Visual arts classes taken in elementary school help develop a child's motor skills, which are crucial in developing these skills with children, such as scissors, pencils, and paintbrushes. The same also happens with language skills. By identifying colors, shapes, and descriptive words, and then discussing it with a friend or teacher, children can develop their social skills and help increase their vocabulary at a young age. Education in music at a young age is also very important. Playing music at a young age helps connect both hemispheres of the brain, which creates long-lasting improvements in listening and communication. Children who practice a musical instrument for at least 30 minutes a week have been found to have more developed brains than the other children their age who did not. Overall, education in the arts are very important to a student's development. The cuts being made in schools in favor of core subjects aren't as helpful as the school district might think. Having an education balanced in core subjects and arts can greatly improve students' grades, life, and creating a better future for their kids' future. So that article really helped to further the point of the impact arts education has on academics and science and reading. The reason why I picked this article was because I really liked the statistics and numbers it gave, including the stat scores and the difference between the students who work in the creative arts and the students who don't attend in the creative arts areas. So, now I want to shift gears a little, and I want to talk about the creative arts in Clayton and Boughton High School. Clayton and Boughton and the Voorheesville District as a whole has always emphasized creative arts, and we have many arts programs. For example, when I was in kindergarten, I took an art class every few days from kindergarten to fifth grade, And then when I got into sixth grade, I had to take art class in middle school from sixth to eighth. This just shows how Clayton Mountain understands the need for creative arts, and how the state of New York as a whole understands the need for creative arts. Without the state funding that we get, our school could not have the arts programs it has now and still promote the standardized testing areas and other subject areas that some students may be more fond of. Mm-hmm. Although our school has a big creative arts program, other schools across the country do not have opportunities such as this, and students must strive and go around school to look for opportunities in the creative arts and music and writing.
Up next, we'll be hearing one of Katerina Harezdina's monologues called Stars, read by Katerina Harezdina.
The stars are true works of art. Though I have a vast collection of words at my disposal, none can ever even begin to describe the true beauty and splendor of the skies above. Sometimes, when I'm feeling lonely, saddened, or no emotion at all, I will stand outside in the middle of the night. I will stand there in the slush, in the snow, in the clear, clean air, and I will remember what it is to feel joy, to feel awe, to feel like I'm meant to exist. I think that if I were made just to see the night's tapestry of lights, I would be okay with that. The stars, they help me think again. When my heart forgets how to love, they remind me. When I feel like I'm crumbling, they slow my damage. They're better than any therapist, any remedy. The stars, to the best of my knowledge, do not judge me, nor do they bring harsh words to the still nights. Many a time I have come inside, covered in mosquito bites, standing in the dark for hours. I like it, though. It gives me strength, in a sense. It clears my mind. It's like my ichor, but better.
Next, let's go to some student interviews from Clayton and Mountain High School students. I recently sent out survey questions to a selected group of students to see how they would respond to certain questions about the creative arts. Let's see what they had to say. The question is, do you think the creative arts are beneficial to the modern student's education, and how so? Yes. I believe the creative arts are distinctly significant and beneficial to a modern student's education, as it is composed of many forms of expression, allowing vulnerability and lessons to be learned in how expressing oneself is vital, along with whether they would like a career path in that arena. Creative arts is displayed daily throughout our lives outside of school, so as part of the education system, it is very advantageous to get a hold on early on and should be conducted through a learning setting. That was one answer. Another answer was, I think that it's important for students to be in some type of art or music class. The more hobbies a person can gain, especially in school, will make them a lot happier, which will lead to harder working students. I feel like this fits in with what those articles were saying. These two separate students believe that the creative arts gives them advantages and is beneficial to a modern education. Let's go on to question two. Why do you think some schools prioritize science and math over the arts and education? My first response is, because more careers involve some form of math or science than art or music, and careers in arts and music are rare and difficult to achieve. Now, before we go on to the next two answers I have that I would like to share, I want to talk about this one. Creative arts classes are rare and difficult to achieve. I believe that this person is wrong. Creative arts, yes, has a special touch, and it is more difficult to pursue this career, but it's not rare because you need to have your mind set on it. And there are many opportunities to be an artist or have your music featured in a movie or on a social media platform such as TikTok. Let's go on. My second response is, I think some schools prioritize science and math, as arts and music can be overlooked as unhelpful in the typical career industry and won't pay well, which isn't true whatsoever, but is the stereotype. Creative art-related jobs can pay just as well as jobs related to science and math. Math and science are seen as subjects more essential in life, and often creative arts are given the attitude of just for fun. And my third response, some schools focus on science and math because some schools do not realize the importance of creative arts. All these responses, except a little bit of response one, represent the articles again, which shows not only how important the creative arts to Clayton about in high school, but the students that appreciate these creative arts. Now, I made sure when selecting my students that I had a range of students who participated highly in creative arts and students who didn't participate that much in the creative arts to see the range of responses. I also want to touch upon how it is said that math and science are seen as subjects more essential in life. Well, when we take a look back in history, in days such as ancient Greece or Rome, art was an important job area. But as we got into the Industrial Revolution, we see that art and science take a step back because the Industrial Revolution pushed us into a science-based and math-based economy and job set. Just think about that. Question 3. Do you think being a part of the creative arts class would benefit your education now or in the future? Response 1 says, yes, I would get to explore a wider variety of subjects and maybe some new passions or hobbies. I think that things you can learn in art or music classes can also apply to other areas of life and the world in general. And my second response I would like to read is, apologies. I feel like no matter what job someone has when they get one, they will need to be able to problem solve. A creative mind will help people be even more creative, so therefore more successful. And question 4. If you participate in an art or music class now, have you noticed that the class helps your education or emotional well-being? Yes. Art class gives me a break in the academic part of my day and lets me express my creativity while learning about what I'm doing. And the second response I would like to read is, yes, I've always noticed how it affects my knowledge on other areas overall and how it tolls my emotional state. Both have been positive results and outcomes. These classes have never been a waste of my time, in my view, as they help me flourish not just in the aspect of fun. I feel like that last question and response really touches upon what some of the articles were saying, how students who participate in the creative arts benefit in the academic world overall, over students who don't participate in the creative arts. Now that we're done with those survey responses, let's go on to another poem read by Katerina Harezdina, and it is her poem, I Am the Wind.
I Am the Wind by Katerina Harezdina. I am the wind. I am the storm which shakes your trees, that which tears at your shingles and destroys your crops. I am the wind. I am the breeze which sways your flowers, the sighs that grace your cheeks, the ripples in the pond. I am the wind. I am that which makes oceans swell, wrecker of ships and homes, crisp as forest air and salty as seas. I am the wind. You don't notice me, yet I am that which steals the scream off your lips and pushes you where I please. I am the wind. I am a force of nature, masked under the guise of a calm summer's day. One needn't fear me, but respect me, for I am the wind.
As we get near the end of the podcast, I just want to give some final takes on the message. Creative arts are important to modern day, no matter how much our government, the U.S. government personally, or governments throughout the world, try to fill the education system and prioritize math and science. There are many reasons why the creative arts are beneficial, not only for emotional well-being, but academics overall and standardized testing skills. Creative arts give teenagers, elementary school children, preschool children, a way to leave their anger and their hateful emotions aside and express themselves however they want to. And that is through art, music, writing, drawing, illustrating, however they want to do it. This is why today in modern world we need creative arts. History has shown that creative arts were once important, but as industrialization, science, and math became the obvious way for humans and kids to find an available, well-paying job, we have lost sight in the importance of creative arts. Schools with low budgets decide to cut the creative arts to give their students better opportunities in today's U.S. economy. We need to fix this. Creative arts are beneficial. Creative arts are what schools need to prioritize in some cases. I hope that everyone gets that. And even if you don't agree with me, you look into why creative arts are beneficial. And that's it for another episode of the Blackbird Review Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. The Blackbird Review Podcast is a production of the Blackbird Review and the Voorheesville Central School District. It was produced by Marin Brick, and in this episode, we included the vocal talents of Marin Brick and Katerina Herezdina. Our intro music was written and performed by Sadia Gulfara and Sophie Gutali. All the stories heard on the podcast and so much more can be found on our website, www.blackbirdreview.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.